This is Rooftop Farming with Ben Flanner, a weekly update on HeritageRadioNetwork.org, live from the Brooklyn Grange.
All right, we are here and we are on the line with Ben Flanner, founder and president of the Brooklyn Grange. Ben, I heard we're chatting about onions today, so why don't you give us the lowdown?
All right, good to be here. So at the farm in the last couple of weeks, we've been working on our greenhouses. They're a super important way for farmers to extend their seasons in a controlled environment, and which that allows them to grow more vegetables during the cold months, get some more sales, get some more food into the people's hands, and then also super crucial for starting plants, for getting plants started during a controlled environment before the weather cooperates enough for them to live. For example, tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, okra, and onions. So onions, we're going to talk about today. They're one of the first crops that we start each year, often the very first crop for many farmers. You can start them in late January all the way through February, and believe it or not, even once you hit March, it starts to be a little bit late for getting them going for the season, depending on the variety and a couple other factors. They also are a little bit unique in that they need long hours of daylight to produce a nice, large, healthy bulb around their roots. So it further pushes their timing forward into the winter and the early spring. And luckily, they can handle a mild frost. So our greenhouse is not quite perfect. It's not heated with a lot of energy. So if it does happen to fall below 32 degrees, particularly in weather like we're having today, even as we speak, a plant such as an onion actually won't die, which is good. So when we start them in the greenhouse, we start with seedling trays. They're 10 inches by 20-inch rectangles, black plastic, and they have any different number of holes in them. The trays with lots of holes are going to be smaller, obviously, and then the trays with fewer holes will be larger. And we use a relatively smaller hole for onions because it's not a really aggressive plant. We start with trays with 128 cells in them. So we can figure in a 10 by 20 rectangle, we can plant about 128 plants. So we fill it with a good quality potting mix, and make a little divot in each cell, about a quarter inch deep, and then we plant 1 to 2 seeds in each cell. You put them in with your finger, and then cover it with a thin layer of soil, and give it some water, and basically make sure it doesn't dry out in the next week or so, and in about a week, the seeds will start to germinate. A little baby onion basically just looks like a tiny blade of grass, but if you smell it, it smells kind of like a chive. That's how you can tell what it is. And onions have a pretty good germination rate. You should see about 90%, at least 90% germination rate. So that means 9 out of 10 of your seeds are going to become a healthy plant. And we let them grow. The blade of grass gets stronger and taller, and it might even bend over and kind of fall. And after about 5 to 6 weeks, around late March or even the beginning of April, we take the onions outside, take them out of the trays, and plant them in the soil. We space them about 2 to 3 inches apart, sometimes just 2, and let them grow. This season we're growing a lot of tropea onions. It's a unique Italian onion, also called a torpedo onion, and it's long and thin. It's about 4 inches long, and sometimes the diameter is only about 1 or 2 inches wide. Now, in the last minute, there's one other way to start onions, and in case someone's ever been to the nursery and they've picked up sets, or these tiny little balls of onions, which they can then take home and plant in their garden on their own in April or March. Basically, it's like bypassing the seed stage. Those are started in late summer, and they're started just out in the ground, and you can plant them very, very densely. You can plant thousands of seeds in just a couple square feet, and you let the onions germinate and clip off the tops, believe it or not. And then around September, just as it's starting to get cold, you're starting to get a pretty reduced amount of daylight in a day, you dig them all up, and you get these little, tiny little bulbs. And you take them, you dry them out on a screen, and you store them in a cool, dark place through the winter. And then that allows you to bypass this whole step that I just spoke about with the seeds. And you just pull out your sets in April. It takes a lot more work in the middle of the summer when you're super busy. And it actually takes the whole cycle to a full year from when you start your seeds to when you're actually harvesting your onions. But that's another way.
Nice.
So everybody can look for onions at their farmer's market once we get into longer daylight hours, probably in May or June.
May or June. So How long is the total growing time from when you plant them to when we can get pick up some tasty onions?
About 120 to 150 days.
Awesome. Cool. Ben, thanks so much for joining us today. It was great to learn a little bit more about the planting cycle of the onion. If folks want to find out more about what's happening over at the Grange, they can visit you at www.brooklyngrangefarm.com to hear more about your markets, volunteer opportunities, set up a chance to visit the farm, and read all the great press that you guys have received. So tune in next week on Thursday when we'll have another update from the Brooklyn Grange.